or shine, hot or cold, because crops and animals won't wait. Jimmy knows all about it because he lives it. And Jimmy knows what you're going through because he goes through it too. He's here to talk about it. It's seed and feed, chemicals and compost, vaccinations and irrigation. It's time for Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hey, good day to all you great stewards of the land. It's Today in Elk. Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark. It is Today in Elk because that's where I'm at. How about that? Anyway, sorry about that. Hey, how about this weather we got? I mean, it don't get much better than this. Snow, a lot of mix going on out there right now, but it's still out there, and we got plenty of, looks like down there around Altus and Jackson County and around Tipton and Granfield down in there, they've got up to an inch of rain, according to my radar. Not sure. The text line, Today in Ag text line, is wide open at 580-225-9697. Text me in your snow amounts or your rain amounts. I'd love to hear about it and where you're at. It'd be great. Appreciate it. A lot of guys, somebody late last night sent me a Snapchat. It was Jake Dameron. That's who it was. He was out putting fertilizer down way into the night. So anyway, all you guys that got fertilizer down in the last 3 or 4 days, you're looking like Einsteins right now. So good job. And best of luck. Now, if we can just keep some moisture coming in every few weeks, it'd really go a long ways. I think when I left this morning around 8 o'clock down at Willow, there was a couple inches of snow on the ground. We got a little bit of rain before the snow, and then the roads were wet, and nothing sloshy or freezing or nothing. Closer I come up 34 Highway to Carter, the more snow we got. And then north of Carter, life-changing experience. It got thicker and the slush started on the road and leaving snow tracks. And I think the most I'd heard until about 9 o'clock this morning is the secret weapon out there, the head of the Boswell cattle ranch. He had 7 inches, like a couple tenths short of 7 inches of snow there north and east of Grimes, and I'm sure everybody else had some more snow, but that's the most I've heard so far. So like I said, the text line's open, and if you guys are a member of the Today in Ag Club on the text line, I sent out my first text on that this morning, a while ago, and I want to share that with everybody. I was down at Hobart yesterday. I went to see Null Seed, and I stopped at Hobart Farm and Garden, and they're running a deal on a great shoot, an AeroQuip 5400. That's the only one they're running this deal on, is the 5400 series. I think they're out of the 74, 75 series, whatever that is. Anyway, it's regularly $5,750. Go down there and see them. And they're running a special on those for $49.50. That's $800 off. And that's a sweet setup. So if you're looking to, you're building lots right now or getting ready to replace your chute, go see them. $800 is $800. And that's on a 5400 series. So go down there and tell them you heard about it on Today in Ag. And for you new listeners or listeners that didn't catch it there a few weeks ago, if you want to become a member of the Today in Ag with Jimmy Club on the text line, and every now and then I'm gonna send you out a text on some sweet deal I think you guys would really like to hear about, or major weather, whether it's fire days, snow. It was major, but I think everything was all right. There was a few spots up in Roger Mills County they had problems on 283, but text in to the 580-225-9697. Text Today in Ag, and you're automatically signed up in that Today in Ag Club. How about that? And I'm not going to overwhelm you with a bunch of crazy texts or nothing like that. Like I said, we're 3 weeks old now, and 2 to 3 weeks old, and that was the first text I sent out, because I think that's a sweet deal down there at Hobart Farm and Garden on that AeroQuip 5400 series shoot. $800 off. Check it out. Also today, it's Stockman's Veterinarian Clinic Happy Cap Hour. And I'll have more on that coming up. And what else do I got? Oh, I'm going to say this a couple times during the show today. Hobart Stockyards will not be having their sale tomorrow. It has been canceled. I seen it on their Facebook page. Hobart Stockyards will not be having their sale tomorrow. So anyway, I'll have some stuff that I got from Brandon Hickey last night on Elk City in Western Oklahoma livestock barns. I have some coming up on that. First of all, let's see what is happening in the real world overnight. What happened? You guys listening today, pay attention. Remember, today is, I got two things for you. Remember, today is the Stockman's Veterinary Happy Clinic Happy Cap Hour. So keep that in your mind. And I got some stuff coming up that I might be giving some prizes away. And another thing I'll mention later on in the show. I'll mention what you can win here in just a few minutes. Let's get back to agriculture. Grain and soybean futures were modestly higher in overnight trading on signs of demand for U.S. products and some profit-taking. Exporters sold 192,000 metric tons of soybeans to an unnamed country, according to the USDA. On Friday, the government announced sales of 220,000 tons of beans to an unknown buyer. And on Thursday, 195,000 tons of corn was sold to Mexico. And more on Mexico and their GMO corn coming up. Sales of corn, wheat, and beans to overseas buyers all jumped in the week that ended on January 12th, according to the USDA. Corn sales rose to 1.13 million tons from 255,000 tons last week. Wheat surged to 473,000 tons, with only 90,000 tons sold last week, and soybean sales rose 38% to 986,000 metric tons in its report. Steel prices have been dropping amid favorable growing weather in several countries. Rain has been falling, and more is on the way in corn and soybean producing areas of Argentina, which has been extremely dry for the past several weeks. In the U.S. Southern Plains, meanwhile, mixed precipitation has fallen in the area, and snowfall is expected this week, and it's falling right now. I mean, this is a big storm. It was clear down there in West Texas when it reached here, and it stayed down in there even while it's going on now. But it's moving through now. It should be done this afternoon sometime. Corn production is pegged at 52 million metric tons, and that's up from 49 million tons last year, and that's in Argentina. They had a misprint there. That likely will, this precipitation we're getting in the southern plains will aid hard red winter wheat, of course, some of which has not seen moisture in quite some time, a few months to be exact. I mean, we had some little showers in November, but that's been about it. Corn futures for March delivery rose 4.5 pennies to $6.70¾ a bushel overnight on the Chicago Board of Trade. Wheat futures for March delivery gained 4¼ cents to 7.24¼, while Kansas City futures added 8¼ to 8.27¼ a bushel. Soybean futures rose 7 pennies to $14.97¼ a bushel. Soy meal was up 7.40 to 4.6930 a short ton, while soy oil lost 43 cents to 61.61 a pound. Last week, inspections for corns and beans for overseas delivery fell week to week, while wheat assessments improved according to the data from the USDA. Corn inspections in the 7 days that ended on the 19th of January declined to 727,000 metric tons. That's down from 779,000 tons a week earlier. Soybean assessments was down to 1.81 million metric tons, and that was from way down from 2.19 the week earlier. Wheat inspections last week came in at 334,000 metric tons. That's up from 325,000 tons the previous week, but down from the 417,000 tons examined a year ago. All right, Man, there's crazy weather going all over our ag belt and our farmlands. Winter storm warnings and winter weather advisories have been issued for a large chunk of the U.S., stretching from western New Mexico into Maine, according to the National Weather Service maps. In the southern plains, as much as 7 inches of snow is expected in the Texas Panhandle today. The National Weather Service said in a report early this morning, and a winter storm warning will remain in effect until early tomorrow morning, and that includes western Oklahoma and the eastern Texas Panhandle. Further east in the southern Missouri, between 6 and 10 inches of snow are expected, with some areas seeing as much as a foot. A winter storm warning will take effect this evening and last until midday tomorrow. In central Illinois and Indiana, 4 to 8 inches of snow are forecast, along with gusty winds, which, man, I'm glad we ain't got, up to 35 miles an hour. Well, as I told you guys, we got some tickets to give away this weekend to Sugar Creek to see Chris Cagle coming up Saturday night at Sugar Creek. The third person to text in to the text line at 580-225-9697. Whose happy cap hour is it today? You'll win a set of tickets for a pair. So anyway, I'm going to give away some more later on the show with a different question. But whose happy cap hour is it today on the Today in Ag Show? And text that in to 580-225-9697. Be right back after this.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark. Cattle have to eat. When grass runs short and you want to strengthen your herd, go with Hi-Pro. For Hi-Pro, go to Cowman's. Cowman's Feed and Ranch Supply in Erie specializes in bulk feed. It's always in stock and prices are good. And the way they take care of you is even better. If Gary Mills says he'll do it, it gets done every time. It's nice to know a place like Cowman's is around to help ag producers here at home. Cowman's Feed and Ranch Supply, 117 West 2nd in Erie. Call 526-3070.
Mosey on down to Hobart Stockyards weekly cattle sale. It's located on Highway 183 North in Hobart, Oklahoma. The sale is every Wednesday at 9:30. If you need to consign, call Rex Fleming at 580-331-8547. They receive cattle all day Mondays and Tuesdays. Buyers can bid in person or online. Hobart Stockyards, where we want your business and do appreciate it.
Our company is called Flow Fuel. We deliver fuel to farmers and ranchers around western Oklahoma. The typical gas station is like a 35-micron filter. We run 10-micron filters in all of our stuff. So when we load our bobtail and all that, we filter it through a 10-micron filter. I'm pretty prideful, and the last thing I want to do is hear that someone got water or dirt in their diesel and they had problems and burnt their motor up or something like that. That's the last thing I want to happen.
So how does your more stringent filtering, how does it help your customers save money?
Filters aren't cheap. Let's say over 3 years you change one filter, or in 3 years you change 10 filters. You know, I'm all about saving each penny, because that's all the pennies add up. That's where your profit is.
My name is Jamie Washburn.
My name is Daniel Bennett. Our company is called Flow Fuel. Call 339-8111.
Call 339-8111.
Beef is on the menu at Hudson Angus Farms. Their 10th annual bull and female sale is Saturday, January 28th at 1 p.m. at the farm west of Elk City. Selling 65 head of 2-year-old and 18-month-old feed intake tested bulls. Also selling 20 head of bred heifers and 16 head of bred second calf cows. To see the catalog and videos, go to their website, HudsonAngusFarms.com, or find Hudson Angus Farms on Facebook. The Hudson Angus Farms Spring Bull Sale, Saturday, January 28th. Lunch at noon, sale starts at 1 o'clock west of Elk City.
You can buy parts anywhere, but the people at our store are different than people at other stores. And if they're not, we're going to make them different. They should be more knowledgeable. They should be more friendly. They should be more customer-oriented. They should be part of the community. And that's what we want. We pride ourselves of doing business with people. You can buy parts anywhere. It's the people that make the difference. Napa Auto Parts, 716 West 3rd, Elk City, Oklahoma. Napa know-how.
The Quartermaster Creek Spring Bull Sale is happening February 22nd at 12:30 at the ranch near Leedy, selling 152-year-old bulls. Sires include Deer Valley Growth Fund, Monin Dakota 2528, and Baldridge Alternatives E125. Several other sires represented, also selling commercial females carrying GC genetics. The Quartermaster Creek Spring Bull Sale happening Wednesday, February 22nd at 12:30 at Quartermaster Creek Ranch southwest of Leedy. You can also view the sale and bid online. For videos and sale information, log on to quartermastercreek.com.
Now, back to more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, we have a winner. We do have a winner. Taylor Kendall, you guessed it right, Stockman's Veterinarian Clinic. Great job. And, hey, thanks, everybody, for joining the Today in Ag Club, Text Club. And if you didn't catch it the first part of the show, if you text in to our text line here, 580-225-9697, if you text Today in Ag, you should get a reply that you are now a member of the club. Exclusive. I mean, this is the exclusive ag club in the nation that you can get a part of. And like I said, I promise you I won't wear you out with crazy texts and stuff. But if I see something going on out there that I think you need to know about, and like the deal I was talking about today at Hobart Farm and Garden, Arrow Quip 5400 series, regular 5750. Special 4950, that's $800 off. And remember, I've been talking about that at Hobart Farm and Garden and the Arrow Quip 5400 series. Keep that in the back of your mind. Never know what I'm going to do here a little bit later on in the show. So anyway, appreciate everybody. I had a couple of, now I have to go back. I got so many texts coming in. Not always trying to make fun of Texas, and here I am. I say Texas, and I get screamed at here when I say that. At Farrer and Farrapold Herfers at Fargo, Oklahoma, they got 3 inches of snow so far. And then 6 miles north of Elk City, 5 inches of snow. And anybody else wants to text in their amounts, it'd be great. We want to hear about it. Say where you're from. You don't have to say your name if you don't want to. And thanks for listening to the show up there at Fargo, Oklahoma. I appreciate it. Matter of fact, when I do the Northwest Oklahoma Long Ranger forecast coming up, I'll get as close to Fargo as I can with the Mesonet. That's what I do. Anyway, appreciate it. Okay, let's move on here. First of all, I need to talk about Dr. Mouse and her great group down there at Stockman's Veterinarian Clinic. They are proudly serving all farmers, ranchers, and pet owners in western Oklahoma and the Texas Panhandle, and is looking forward to continuing this in 2023. They are excited to be a truly full-service mixed animal practice, providing veterinary medical care, boarding, preventive herd health consultations, and medications to all species. With spring calving time upon us, and it is here, we are here to provide assistance for calving emergencies as well as any related problems that might arise. Also, it's time to start planning spring heifer AI projects and nutrition plans to ensure your success. Wishing all of our clients and patients a great 2023 and looking forward to building new relationships as well. Call Dr. Taylor Mouse at 580-225-0200 to schedule a visit or for after-hours emergency service. Anyway, I seen she was putting out a water line, new water line into her pens out back, and she's improved that facility a lot from when she's got there. So you guys go by there. Just go by there and meet her mom, or she's got a couple of good workers in there that I like to give crap to. But anyway, they do a wonderful job, and I promise you they do care and appreciate it. What do we got? Oh, we need to go over some of the grain prices before I get into the cattle updated new grain prices. This thing looks like a Christmas tree. Red, green, it's going on everywhere. Everything that was red yesterday is green today, and everything that was green yesterday is red today. How about that? Anyway, corn for March, $6.75. May, $6.73. July, $6.63. Soybeans for March, $14.90. May, $14.87. July, $14.80. Soybean meal for March, $4.61.30. May is $4.49.70. And July is $4.42.40. Soybean oil, March, $60.99. May is $61.08. July is $60.91. Hard red winter wheat, back up, man. They were all taking a major hit yesterday, especially wheat. March is $8.37. It's up 18 today. May is also up 18 at $8.32 a bushel. Oats is up a little bit today, $3.72 for March. May is $3.69. Cotton is even up today. Both of them, March and May, are in the 87, almost 88 cents a pound range. So it's good to see the cotton's creeping back up. Hopefully it keeps going. All right, let's check out what's happening with live cattle. February, 157.25. April's 160.60. June is 157.32. August is 157.55. Feeder cattle for January, 178.95. March is 183.12. Lean hogs for February, 77.40. It's in the red today, so is feeder cattle. February or April lean hogs, 85.32. And May is 93.25. All right, let me find my text message here for from Brandon last night. Shouldn't be too far back there. And bam, there it is. Okay. At Elk City, last Friday, they had almost 1,600 head there, 1,592 to be exact. Let's check out some of the price range real quick on the steers. The 400 to 500 range, they were anywhere from 203 to 239. Had a big bunch of 46-pounders from Shamrock, 54 of them to be exact, brought 206. And then from Granite, we had 636-pounders, brought $1.85. From Lone Wolf, same thing, $6.42, $1.85. And then from Canadian, 658-pounders, $1.86. They slide on down here to some 700-pounders from McLean, Texas, $1.82. And from Sentinel, they had some 858-pounders that brought $171.50. On the heifer side, real quick, they were, it just didn't matter. Once you got over 500 pounds, they were anywhere from $1.64 of the 700-pound range to $1.80 on the 500-pound. And then once you got into the 3 to 4 weights, they were anywhere from $1.75 to $1.98 on them. Looks like butchered cows just still right where they were all last week and the week before, 88 cents a pound. Butcher bulls were $1.14. And bred cows were bringing up to $18.25, and pairs bringing up to $21.75. So some good bred cows and some good pairs are starting to slowly creep up in that price, like we've all been saying for the last 3 or 4 months. But we're still in a drought. We got snow on the ground, I know, out there. But careful what we do here. We're still in a drought. Okay, at Western Oklahoma Livestock yesterday, there east of Clinton, they had, how many did they have? 1,647 head. Looks like the cattle are still, they might be down just a little bit, but not a whole lot. But 300 to 400 weights were bringing up to 222, and 4 to 5s was 226. 507 or 500 weights was bringing anywhere from $1.95 to 216, and then a 600-pound range, 185 to 199 on what he's showing me here. That's not all of them. And then they got a big bunch out of Clinton yesterday weighing 729, 72 head to be exact, brought $1.77.25. And then all your 9 weights were just every one of them, $1.69.50 for 9 weights. Heifers, same thing as happening at Elk the other day. They might be down just a few bucks, not much. 800-pounders bringing $1.64, 700 $1.68. 500-pounders are bringing up to $1.76, $1.77, 400-pound range anywhere from 175 to 184. And your lighter weight, 411s were bringing $2, and the 3 to 4 weights were bringing $2 or over. And what they got, they had some bred cows there yesterday, just brought $13.50. But butcher cows were up yesterday at Clinton. 95 was the top end, and 108 was in the bulls. So that's what's going on over there. Okay. So if you want to win another set of tickets, I got two sets to give away today. I'm going to be giving two sets away every day till we run out towards the end of the week. So text in your name. I forgot to do that on the first one. I need to know your name. I'm going to take the fourth person that texts in, because I had a lot of texts in a while ago. You text in the name of the company or the name of the head gate that I've been talking about a lot first half of the show. And there's a head gate I've been talking about. Text that in. Fourth one text in. You'll have a free set, a pair of tickets to go see Chris Cagle at Sugar Creek coming up this Saturday. He's good. He's a good country and western singer if you want to go. All right, we'll be right back after this.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
We had commercial cattle, and as a commercial producer, you're always looking for a place to buy bulls that are going to work well for your program. And as we struggled to do that, we decided to raise our own. And so we started producing the traits that we were looking for to buy in bulls. Lori White, B&L Red Angus, blredangus.com. You can find us on Facebook by searching B&L Red Angus.
Benji White, B&L Red Angus, blredangus.com. On Facebook, follow us at B&L Red Angus.
We've been part of Western Oklahoma's ag industry since statehood. I'm Marty Maddox from Great Plains Bank in Elk City. We proudly support our local FFA labor auctions and premium sales. Our local lenders have a combined 127 years of banking experience. We handle all ag-related loans, like land purchases, farm operating loans, and stocker lines of credit. And we recently helped over 700 area farmers and ranchers with their PPP loans. Great Plains Bank in Elk City is here to lend agriculture a helping hand. Member FDIC.
Mickey will go to bat for you. Anytime you've got a problem or, you know, a question, he's Johnny on the spot. If he doesn't know, he calls up higher to get it figured out. And we've got tractors insured, balers, combines, swathers, cattle, hay, home, anything you can think of, he's got it. And he's been called a few times. Mickey is really good about coming to see what you need. You know, he'll come to where you are to get your signature or go over something that he's run into a problem. You know, you can't beat that, because we live 18 miles from his office. So it helps when he's willing to come to the house. He's done, you know, just whatever he needs to do, he'll be there.
I'm Jill DeRussia, and I'm a farmer and rancher in Southwest Oklahoma.
Hi, I'm Mickey Lively. I'm an insurance agent with Oklahoma Farm Bureau. My office is located in Greer County. Call me anytime at 580-782-3827.
Life insurance and annuity products offered through Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company. Property and casualty products are offered through Oklahoma Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance and affiliated companies.
Good afternoon, great stewards of the land. This is Drew Cobb with your Elk City Livestock Auction Market Report for Friday, January 20th. 1,592 head were sold. 6 head of steers at 389 brought 250. 7 at 489 brought 203. 3 at 575 brought 182. 15 at 642 brought 185. 11 at 732 brought 174. 8 at 751 brought 177.50. 6 at 858 brought 171.50. 5 head of heifers at 434 brought 179. 6 at 488 brought 192. 3 at 525 brought 170. 10 at 550 brought 171. 11 at 620 brought 172.50. 5 at 734 brought 164. Butcher cows were 5 to 88. Butcher bulls brought 75 to 114. Bred cows were 650 to 1825. Pairs brought 1325 to 2175. Elk City Livestock Auction, 3202 South Highway 6, Elk City, Oklahoma. Sale every Friday at 9 a.m. to consign. Call Brandon Hickey at 580-497-6095.
Farmers and ranchers, listen up. It's time to make your life easier with the Hay Wagon from Everett's Welding and Repair in Visalia, Oklahoma. The Apache Hay Wagon hauls multiple bales of hay and helps reduce waste. Less waste means more money in your pocket. It'll pay for itself over time, plus make your life easier. What a deal. See all they have to offer at everettswelding.com. Again, that's everettswelding.com. And be sure to check out their ads inside the Penny News.
Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Here comes more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, here is your northwestern Oklahoma and northeastern Texas panhandle forecast. Believe it or not, this is for Fargo, for Fair and Fair Polk Hereford Cattle Ranch up there. Welcome to the show. That I know that you're on here now. You've probably been listening for a while, but let's bring it up here. All right, Fargo, currently right now it's 32 degrees. You are under a winter storm warning till 6 a.m. tomorrow morning. Today, 100% chance of snow, 33 for a high. Tonight, 70% chance of snow, likely 25 for low. Tomorrow, it's going to warm up to 40. We're going to get a slow melt off, but the wind is going to be blowing a little bit. Tomorrow night, a little more chillier at 22 degrees. Thursday, it warms right up to 43 degrees and sunny. Friday, 50 degrees and sunny. And then Saturday doesn't look too shabby, 47 degrees and mostly sunny. That is your forecast for Fargo, Oklahoma. Again, welcome to the show. All right, I don't even know where to start. There's so much news going on. I do want to talk about this report I've seen in my Texas and Southwestern Cattlemen's Association page. This Grimes woman, Grimes County woman, not Grimes. We got the only person I know lives in Grimes is the secret weapon himself. And Grimes County woman was arrested on felony charges in an ongoing criminal mischief case. She was arrested on third-degree felony charges of criminal mischief for shooting and killing livestock. Man, it's a good thing I didn't catch her. And if you see this picture of her, where I guess what she's getting her mugshot, she looks like she's got shoulder pads on. I don't know. Maybe they got her in a straitjacket. I don't know. She looks pretty rough in that picture. The accused 45-year-old Shelley McCoy was arrested after an investigation led by the Texas and Southwestern Cattle Raisers Association and the Grimes County Sheriff's Office. The arrest comes after the TSCRA Special Ranger Brent Mass and the local sheriff's office were called onto the scene to discover numerous cattle had been shot and killed since September of 2022. After Mass and the Grimes County investigators interviewed McCoy, the rancher's neighbor, they began looking more closely at her and considered her a person of interest. An arrest warrant was obtained not too long ago, 2 weeks ago, January 10th, and McCoy was taken into custody by Grimes County Sheriff's Office, where she was charged with one count of criminal mischief. This is an ongoing investigation, and more felony charges are expected. The association and Mass would like to thank the county, Grimes County Sheriff's Office, Lieutenant John Jones, and an investigator for their outstanding work and a joint effort in this investigation. So, after a little more investigation on my own, come find out this is one of the counties that it is open range. And I guess these cattle were ranging over on her. And so instead of being a neighbor and calling the dude, tell him, get your cattle off of me, she took care of it herself. She shot the cows. She needs to go to jail on this deal. There's no reason to shoot somebody's cows and kill them. Unless there's like the Hatfield and McCoy going on, which that could be what's going on here. Anyway, she shot them because they were trespassing on her property, from what I heard. All right. Today is also not only the Stockman's Veterinary Clinic Happy Cap Hour. It is Hay Day Tuesday. Let's check out what's going on with some hay around the country. We'll start with alfalfa. California premium is $460 a ton. It's what the sales report shows. Colorado, anywhere from $285 to $325, and the $325 was delivered. Get down here to one of our neighbors, Kansas, to the north, $246 delivered to $425 delivered. That's $200 range, almost $200 difference there. Missouri, $183 to $300. Oklahoma, they had some selling for $275 to $380. That $380 was delivered. And then we got Texas 330 delivered to 460 delivered on premium alfalfa. Also in Texas, they had some sales report on good alfalfa and 280 to 330, both of those being delivered. And it looks like Pennsylvania is the highest in the country right now on sales reports to the USDA. And it's 285 to 470, and that's not delivered. That's on premium. Let's check out some hay prices on the grass. Let's see here. Usually Oregon or Washington. Nothing available. Yep, Oregon, 400 to 485 a ton for grass hay. Missouri's 175 a ton on premium grass hay. Kansas is 140 to 225. Oklahoma, no reports there. Texas, anywhere from 240 to 410 delivered. And 240 was not delivered, but the 410 was. And then on some good quality grass hay in Texas, 130 to 350 with the 350 being delivered. I want to give you my little rant about the hay deal going on. I know we're all about farmers, ranchers. We all need to make money. And there's a lot of guys out there that go out there and apply the chemicals, apply the fertilizer. Inputs are up, fuel, hay wraps up, all that stuff. You have a legitimate spot to charge what you need to make money, and then it's a business you're in. But some of these guys I see on social media selling hay, Johnson grass, CRP, prairie hay that has been fertilized. Now, a lot of you guys, I'm pretty sure, pretty smart on prairie grass. It's hard to fertilize prairie grass. Fertilized, sprayed prairie grass, $175 a round bale for the small ones, the four and a half by fives, and they selling stuff that they swathed and baled out of the bar ditch. Last year's hay, last year, 2021's hay, they're selling for $150 to $200 a bale, and sometimes $250 a ton. I hate it to see people doing other farmer and ranchers. We all got to make money, but we all also got to conserve money too. So this is to the people that are selling crap for that. The other stuff, it costs money. It's $25 a bale to bale it, $25 an acre plus to swath it. I understand that. And I know supply and demand is there. But I'm telling you, the Johnson grass that they got out of their pasture that they hadn't sprayed in years is not fertilized and probably hot. It's a bunch of crap. Anyway, that's just my opinion. That's my rant. And I got a new listener today that's texting in on my personal phone. He needs to get over on the text line so I can read some of his crap out to my listeners. So anyway, let's see who won the other tickets. All right, Dakota Miller, your proud winner of a pair of tickets to go see Casey Cagle at the Sugar Creek this weekend. So anyway, I'll put your name on it. You guys have won today. You can pick them up at the front office after my show today. I'll have them up there with your name on them. So you have until Friday evening around 4 o'clock to get these tickets picked up. So don't waste them. If you're not going to go, let me know, and I'll give them away to somebody else. How about that? And thanks, guys, for joining the Today in Ag exclusive club on the text line. I got 20 or 30 new members today. We're gaining power. And I'll start, maybe I'll start telling them. But if somebody will go down there and buy one of those chutes at Hobart Farm and Garden, one of those 50 Arrow Quip 5400, and go buy one of them, said you heard it on the show today, that'll go a long ways with them sponsoring my show, if you know what I mean. Help me out there. Help a brother out. We'll be right back. I'll have your Hobart Farm and Garden long range forecast coming up for you when I get back.
Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
This hour's weather brought to you by Hobart Farm and Garden.
Wouldn't it be great to partner with a feed company that knows all about the cattle industry? A company that owns and raises cattle themselves? A company that knows the blood, sweat, and tears you put into the operation every day? That company is Hobart Farm and Garden. They are your local High Pro Feeds dealer providing quality feeds in bulk, bags, and sacks. Visit them online at HobartFarmandGarden.com.
America's beef producers have the best product in the world. From a backyard barbecue to a gourmet dinner at a four-star restaurant, if American beef is on the menu, you're in for some good eating. Our local beef producers raise a great product. As a financial institution, we're proud to be a part of it. Stop by and see us. Let's talk. First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sayre. Together we grow. Online at fnbec.bank.
From pump to pivot, Valley Water experts can provide efficient turnkey pumping solutions for large or small operations. From identifying a source to remote management, Valley Water experts have you covered with the most efficient and cost-effective solutions for all your water management challenges. Contact your local Valley dealer, Knutson Irrigation, 1-800-373-9325, or online at KnutsonIrrigation.com. That's Knutson Irrigation, 1-800-373-9325, or online at KnutsonIrrigation.com.
They're built better. They're tough. It's heavier steel, rubber flooring. They're framed in differently. Their tires come 18-ply. You could drive through a mesquite patch. These things are just built to use out in the thick of things. If you're going to catch a cow out in the middle of a section, you're going to drag a huge trailer out there to her. Farmers and ranchers love huge trailers, and we've got them. Cattle King Manufacturing. We're 2 miles south of the golf course here at Elk City on Highway 6. On Facebook, just search Cattle King Manufacturing, 303-4246.
Once again, good afternoon, great stewards of the land. Drew Cobb in studio going over your Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction Market Report for Monday, January 23rd. 1,647 head were sold. 4 head of steers at 381 brought 222. 6 at 562 brought 173. 40 at 684 brought 185.25. 56 at 883 brought 174.25. 61 at 919 brought 169.50. 40 at 959 brought 169.50. 60 at 988 brought 168.25. 6 head of heifers at 396 brought 200. 5 at 466 brought 175, 7 at 511 brought 176, 6 at 638 brought 162, 25 at 694 brought 155.50, 8 at 751 brought 168.50, 26 at 864 brought 164, butcher cows were 10 to 95, butcher bulls brought 51 to 108, bred cows were 1060 to 1350, Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction, exit 71, Clinton, Oklahoma, sale every Monday at 10 a.m. To get signed, call Brandon Hickey at 580-497-6095.
Great news, folks. Ron Hayes here to let you know SEI Agritech in Elk City is now your Livestock Nutrition Center dealer. This is better quality feed and minerals for your cattle, horses, sheep, and goats. Plus, at SEI Agritech, you can buy everything from bulk to 50-pound bags. Call or go see SEI Agritech today about your feed and mineral needs. Their number, 580-225-0317. 580-225-0317. Better feed. Better results.
He loves talking about farming and ranching. Here's more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Currently at Wellington, Texas. I'm on the West Texas Mezzanette right at the second. It is 33 degrees, wind chills at 24. The winds are out of the north at 11 with wind gusts up to 12. You got 0.10 tenths of an inch this month so far. Red flag moments today, none. Sub-freezing minutes today, 345 minutes. 8-inch soils, temperature 44 degrees. How about that? That's what I get on the Texas Mezzanette. All right, let's do the Hobart Farm and Garden Long Ranger forecast, and let's check out Hollis, Oklahoma. Currently it is 33 degrees, wind chills at 25, humidity is at 98%. You've got 0.11 inch today so far. Northeast winds 10 miles an hour, gust up to 13, not too bad. Today you are under a winter storm warning till 6 a.m. in the morning. Rain or snow today, 100% chance. Tonight, 50% chance. You will get up to 35 today, 25 tonight. Tomorrow, partly sunny, 43. Thursday, 45, mostly sunny. Friday, 51. And Saturday, mostly sunny and 55. So it looks like we're going to have, for everybody that got some snow, a slow melt-off, but I think everybody in western Oklahoma and eastern Texas panhandle got a little bit of moisture somewhere or not, because Fargo got 3 inches, so you guys were getting a little moisture up there. And anyway, congratulations to all the people that got some. All right, let's check this out. Earlier I was talking to you, I said something about Mexico and corn. Here's what has happened. Mexico has failed to satisfy the grave concerns of the United States over a potential ban on imports of U.S.-grown GMO corn. And this is a concern to all farmers, especially corn farmers in the United States, because Mexico is the number one purchaser of our corn up here. We made it clear today that this is an issue that is not resolved. We will consider all options, including taking formal steps to enforce our rights under the United States Mexico-Canada agreement. The ban will take effect in January of 2024. That's just a year from now. We appreciate the active engagement between U.S. and Mexican government officials and proposed modifications to the presidential decree. And this is not a presidential decree. This is his wife that decreed this. How about that? Shared by Mexico the end of last year, said U.S. Chief Agriculture Negotiator Don Melica and Agriculture Undersecretary Alexis Taylor in a statement. However, these changes are not sufficient. Mexico reportedly offered to delay the ban on imports of yellow corn used in livestock feed until January 2025 after the expiration. Actually, his term is going to be out, so I guess they're waiting for this to be over with before they made it. Mexico is one of the biggest consumers for U.S. corn, and almost all which is grown from genetically modified seed. There we go. Not going well. I didn't think it was from what I've been reading. Okay, my bull sale of the day that I want to talk about that got on my Jimmy's bull sale and female calendar in the Penny News. Bradley 3 Ranch, home of the wide body sale. Its annual bull sale's coming up Saturday, February the 11th at 12 noon at the ranch east of Esteline, Texas, west of Hollis, Oklahoma. 170 Angus bulls, 90-plus Charolais bulls, 60 Angus females, complete performance data, 15 to 18-month-old register bulls. All bulls have BSE DNA tested and EPDs for Angus bulls. Bradley 3 Ranch. To find out more about it, go to www.bradley, that's B-R-A-D-L-E-Y, 3, the numeral 3, ranch.com, or you can call Mary Lou Bradley Henderson at 940-585-6471 or James Henderson at 940-585-6171. I went to it last year. Pretty good sale. Hopefully I'll get to go again this year. Had some great bulls. That's where I learned that my EPD sheets and the bulls I picked out in the pens don't match up. So once I picked out the EPDs on the sheets, everything looked better in the bull line. I'm getting there. I'm an old dog, but I can be taught a new trick. How about that? All right, Dr. Peel, one of my favorite guys at Oklahoma State University. The January cattle on feed report from the USDA, NAS, showed in the fourth consecutive month of declining feedlot inventory starting in October. The January 1 on feed total for feedlots with capacity of 1,000 head or more was down 2.9% year over year. The January 1 feedlot total of 11.682 million head was larger than December 2022, total by about 9,000 head, but still below the November total of 11.696 million head. It looks increasingly like the early November seasonal peak will hold. If so, the November total was 4.1 below the previous seasonal peak in February of 2022. And suggests sharply tighter feedlot numbers going forward. December marketings were down 6.1% year over year, close to pre-report expectations. The marketing number is the line with December fed steer plus heifer slaughter, which was down 5.9% year over year. Feedlots appeared to be still current. December placements were also down 8% year over year, also expected. Monthly feedlot placements were down year over year in 9 of 12 months of 2022. Total placements the last 6 months from July through December, which accounts for almost all cattle in the feedlots currently, is down 3.1%. The latest report also included the quarterly breakdown of steers and heifers and feedlots. The steer total on January 1 was down 4.5% year over year. Steers and feedlots have been decreased on a year over year basis for 6 of the last 7 quarters going back to July of 2021. The decrease, but significant, is the first year over year quarterly decrease in feedlot heifer inventories. Large heifer numbers and feedlots supported the 4.8% year-over-year increase in heifer slaughter in 2022 and was the largest heifer slaughter total since 2004. The decrease in feedlot heifers does not, at this point, reflect heifer retention, but simply a lack of heifers due to a large heifer slaughter the past 2 years. Lastly, but finally, the cattle report to be released on January 31st will include a feedlot total for all feedlots. The total U.S. feedlot inventory for January 1st averages 122.9% of the monthly January 1 total and accounts for feedlots smaller than 1,000 head capacity that suggests the U.S. January 1 U.S. feedlot inventory is expected to be around $14.4 million, not dollars head, down 2.3% from 2022. All right. Speaking of all these bull sales going on, this is a crazy time of the year. It's a fun time of the year. There's bull sales all over western Oklahoma, eastern Texas Panhandle, into Kansas, eastern Oklahoma. There's bull sales going on everywhere. So I know a lot of you are getting ready because we got one coming up this Saturday starting here at the Hudson Angus Farms right here south town. Few decisions have a big impact on your operation on which bull to purchase. Given due attention to detail beforehand, the choice can pay both short and long-term dividends. As Joe Sanders and Bert was in here the other last Friday on the show, and they were talking about how a bull with the right genetics can make you money in the long run and pay it off in a couple of years, or you can just go out and buy your bull, throw it in there, and not worry about it, and it might be a bad decision. Purchasing a bull is one of the most consequential decisions to a cow-calf operation that you can make. Bulls play an outsized role in long-term genetic process of our herds, especially when females are retained. This means that when we get the bull buying process right, it can have an enormous positive impact on your herd, both in short term and long term. Here's some of the mistakes that you can make. First of all, you make a plan. Before you crack open a bull sale catalog, it's crucial that we know what you're looking for. The selection decisions that we made align with our herd breeding goals. Focus on improving profitability through our sources of revenue. That's wing calf weight, end of product, quality, quantity. Make sure your customer's happy with what they're getting at the store, all kinds of things. Here's a common mistake. All too often, I see commercial producers lock in on purchasing a bull from the same breed year in, year out. When we fail to take advantage of breed and through crossbreeding, we're leaving money on the table through lost performance. It's also worth mentioning that selecting the ideal breed for our crossbreeding program should come before we even start the search for bull, significantly narrowing our search space. And I'm not saying crossbreeding is a bad deal here. That's not what I'm saying. But you get that same bull and you get that same crossbreeding going on with your cows if you're not replacing them. You got to think about it. Do your homework. We can almost do the most work in sire selection before even sale day. Armed with a catalog, We can get genetic predictions to identify top candidates that deserve a closer look on sale day. Genetic selection tools such as EPDs are our best statistical estimates in an animal's genetic potential for a given trait. EPDs put bulls on a level of playing field by focusing on a genetic component traits that can pass off to your offspring. So instead of going out there saying, man, I sure like his back. He sure got a nice back end. Check out the EPDs. If you don't know about the EPDs, there's people with all the associations. There's ranchers around here can help you out. I've been learning them for the last 2 years. I'm not going to say I'm the expert on it because I'm not. Just do your homework on them. And I sell some bulls off my place to some of the local people around me. But I know they got the right traits, there's no worry there. So anyway, well, good luck with bull buying this year, because that's not the last of it. You guys enjoy this moisture. It's been a long time since we've seen it, and it came in a snow form. And yes, Donnie and Mark out there, I'm rubbing it in your face. I don't look so stupid now that I put my fertilizer down Saturday, now do I? Anyway, you guys have a great day. It's the Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark. God bless.